Okay, we're up to Perek Aleph Masechet Shviyos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches.
You're going to need a grace.
We're up to Mishnah Ches. Ad Emosai Nikru Nitiyos. For how long is it called Nitiyos? For how long? No, we learned yesterday. If you have Nitiyos, you're allowed to have up
little saplings, right?
So saplings. So you're allowed to have up to 10 saplings, and they do not need to produce any fruit. You're allowed to plant. You're allowed to plow the entire base of 50 amas by 50 amas, because a sapling needs tender, loving care. TLC.
Good.
Tender, loving care. So therefore, you're allowed to go and plow the entire base saw for 10. The question is, for how long in time are they called Nitiyos? At what point in time do they expire? Does the status of Nitiyos expire? In other words, now it's not Nitiyos, now it's a Groitsa. It's an adult. An adult, you're not allowed to plow unless it produces a kikar of a fruit. So it says here in the Mishnah, Nei Mosad Nikru Nitiyos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ad Sheyacholu until Sheyacholu. What's Sheyacholu? Rav, Ad Sheyetsu L'chulin B'shana Harvis, 4 years. Means netaravai. For the first 3 years, it's arla, and in the fourth year, it is netaravai. So you have to wait until it becomes netaravai, which basically means the fourth year. You have a new tree. For the first 3 years, it is called a netia. You allowed to plow the entire field. In the fourth year, it's yecholu. It's now chulin. At sheyetsu lechulin b'shana harvis al yidei pidyon v'imloy pidon b'shana harvis. And if you did not redeem it, if you did not redeem it in the fourth year, actually also chulin me'alehen b'shana hachamishes. And if you did not redeem it in the fourth year, v'imloy pida'an b'shana harvis. If you did not redeem it in the fourth year, actually also chulin me'alehen b'shana hachamishes. So net revai requires you to actually redeem the fruits, take the fruits and redeem them, bring them to Yerushalayim like Ma'aseh Sheni. Right?
Okay.
So he's saying a very big chiddush, very fascinating thing. What happens in the fourth year if you don't take the first fruits and bring it to Yerushalayim and eat them in Yerushalayim like Ma'aseh Sheni? Are you allowed to derive benefit from the remainder of the fruits? The answer is no. It's usher. But once you already get to the fifth year, if you have failed to redeem the fruits of the fourth year, and now it's the fifth year, then over zmanoi, botel karbono, you are allowed to derive benefit.
So I don't know what's going on here. What's going on?
Okay, what's going on here is as follows. We learned yesterday halacha that if you have 10 netios, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, right? 10 netios. You are allowed to plow the entire base, so 50 amas by 50 amas. Hello.
Listening.
We learned in the beginning of the Masechta that if you have three trees, you're allowed to plant the entire base saw. So how do we reconcile this contradiction?
Right.
The answer is in the beginning of the Masechta we're dealing with.
Mature trees.
So we're dealing with a mature tree. What is the rule? The only time you're allowed to plow the entire base saw is if you have at least three trees, and each tree alone must produce
a dinar.
100, a kikar is 100 dinar,
right.
And a dinar is 6 ma, and a ma is 16 pieces of barley. Remember all that?
Yep.
1 mone, 100 dinar, each dinar is 6 ma, each ma is 16 ma. Kernels, is 6 ma, 6 ma, and each ma is 6 different particles of silver that are equal to the size of barley bean. Remember that?
Correct.
So we learned in the Masechta that if you want to go plow the entire base saw, you have to have at least three trees. Each tree must produce.
Kika.
Must produce three kikar. Now we learned stira. We learned that if you have 10 trees, 1, 2, 3. If we have 10 trees, you don't need them to produce even a dime, even one kikar, even a dinar, even a maw fruit. They can be barren. And you're allowed to plow the entire base saw. So what's the difference between this part of the beginning of the
Masechta? What's a sapling?
Oh, it's a netia. Oh, netia, a baby, an infant,
TLC.
A child. TLC, you can do whatever you want to. You can do whatever you want to go do. So now the Gemara says, okay, very nice, but at what point in time in life does a sapling transform from a sapling into an adult? And when the requirement is you have to have produced at least a kikar.
Mm-hmm.
A kikar. So the Mishnah says, 4/5 years. What do we mean 4/5 years? In the first 3 years, we know that a tree not allowed to derive any benefit from the food because it's called arla. Are you familiar with that concept?
Of course.
In the fourth year, what do you do with the, what do you do with the derive? You take the fruits of the fourth year. What do you do with it? You bring it up to Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, and what do you do with it? You eat the food. You probably didn't. You don't have to be paid. You can take the fruits themselves. You can take the fruits themselves to Yerushalayim, and you can then Yerushalayim, you can Yerushalayim, or you can redeem and bring Yerushalayim. Now, when you do that, when you know how many fruits do you take? You just take a small amount. I don't know the shiur. You have to learn the shiur. But you learn, you just take a small amount. And when you take the small amount, then all of the remaining fruits of the trees becomes mutar. It's like you just take a few fruits, and you eat it, and you shlaim, and the rest of the tree now becomes mutar. Something along those lines. But let's say you fail to do it. Let's say you don't go take the fruits and bring it up to your shlaim in the fourth year. So the entire fourth year, the fruits remain forbidden. But when it arrives the fifth year, you missed out on an opportunity. But now, mikan l'haba, the tree is mutar. So it says here, you know how long a tree is called a netiya? If you do nothing, if you don't take the fruits up to Yerushalayim during the fourth year, then it remains a netiya through ad v'ad b'chlal, through the fourth year, including the fourth year, all the way up until the fifth year. It's called a netiya. So for 4 complete years, you are allowed to plow the entire field back in 50 saw because of 10 netiya. It's called a netiya. But if you do redeem the fruits like you're supposed to, you redeem the fruits and you bring them to Yerushalayim, then already in the fourth year, after the moment when you redeem the first fruits, is it no longer called a netiya. It is now called a...
regular tree.
And you're not allowed to redeem unless you have a key card. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you say you don't understand? Ad imosai nikru nitiyos. Rabbi Lezber Azayu Emer ad she yachoylu. Yeah? Redemption.
Yachoylu is redemption?
Yeah.
Not pigeon? Yachoylu means...
To make it chulin. How do you make it chulin? Chulin means you fulfilled the mitzvah of netar revai. Until you fulfill the mitzvah netar revai, it's called kodesh.
I never heard that.
Chol. The first 3 years, it's kodesh hilulim lahashem.
Right.
It's holy.
Right.
The first 3 years, it's holy. You can't do anything to it. It's holy. Shecholu. Let's see the Rashi. Nachem ad shecholu ad sheyetsu lechulin b'shana harviyis laidei pidyoin. Until it becomes mundane in the fourth year through pidyon.
Comes automatically.
Automatically in the fifth year. Okay, next. Nitiel Kishma, next. Rabbi Yeshua says, Oimer, he says, Bas Sheva Shanim, 7 years. Yeah? 7 years. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Nitiel. Why? That's what he says, 7 years. 7 years. Oimer, Bas Sheva Shanim, 7 years. Rabbi Akiva Imer, Nitiya Kishma, Elon in Nitiya Kishma, like its name, Elon Shenigmam, Vahitzi Khalifin, Mitefach Ulamata, Kinitiya, Mitefach Ulamala, Ki Elon, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Let's see what it is over here. Nitiya Kishma, Bas Shinasa, Kuruya Nitiya Vesuloi. Okay? What does this mean, Bashanasa? Nitiya Kishma. The first year, Kuruya Nitiya Vesuloi. Okay? So he says not 7 years, even 1 year. Rabbi Kiva says you only called a Nitiya for the first year. Only called a Nitiya for the first year. Once you get past the first year, you're no longer called a Nitiya. How do you like that?
Yeah. Love it.
Bashanasa kunitiya vesula per shachar and kishma calls man shabne adam karin law nitiya ve in karin law ilan halacha biakiva. Or second interpretation is it's a matter of perception. As long as you ask the average person, tell me what is that? If they say it's nitiya, it's nitiya. If they say it's an ilan, you take a poll, you take a survey. It's like politics. It's like politics. You take surveys. You're not in the mood today. Today you just.
I'm with you all the way. It's right here. Go ahead.
Nitiya. What is a nitiya? Nitiya kishma. So the Rav says either it means the first year, only 1 year it's called a nitiya, or it means it's based upon perception. What does the average person, how do they view it? You take a poll. can you take a poll on politics? A Pew poll, or you take an, AP poll, or you take, I don't know, all these different polls they have, and people tell you what they think. They think do they like, do they not like?
Okay, Elon Chinik Marvahaitzi Khalipin.
Okay. Elon Shenigmam, and Elon Shenigmam Vohitzi Khalipin. Okay, let's over here. Bash Nasa Kui in the Tia Sula Kirshak Shmo Kosman Shme Adam Kroim Law in the Tia, we ain't Kroim Law Elon. Hello, Havikiva, in the Shenigmam, Shen Nechtach. A tree that was cut down. So what is the Lahalacha? Elon Shenigmam Vohitzi Khalipin and brings out new shoots. Khalipin. Gidilim, Gidulim, growths. A tree that was cut down, and now it begins to sprout forth new growth. Gidilim. So it says, Mitevach ulamata, kinitia, mitevach ulamata, ki ilan diva bishamin. So let's take a look at the picture. The picture over here is, ilan shenigmam bohitzi chalipin, mitevach ulamata, kinitia. Here is shenigmam, ho ilan lamata, mitevach. Okay, less than a tefach. From the trunk, from the stump. Until the earth is less than a tefach. You can plow until Rosh Hashanah. So here's what he says. Over here, have a tree. And it has brought forth.
It was cut down?
It's cut down. It's a regular tree. Big tree. It was cut down. Now, Khalifin, new shoots are bursting forth. So now we want to know, is this called an Elon or is it called a Netiyah? If it's an Elon, you're only allowed to plow until Shavuos. If it's a Netiyah, you're allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah. Right? Remember that? And we will see over here. You're not gonna have a kav. You're not gonna have over here a kav of a like we learned before a kikar because it's cut down. But another nafkamina is until when are you allowed to plow? So you're allowed to plow until Shavuos. But if it's an atiyah, you can plow until.
It depends if it's an atiyah or it's an atiyah. You're allowed to chayrish until it's shana.
And if it's an Elon, only until Shavuos, unless it produces a lot of fruit. Unless you have three, each one of the three produces a kikar. Right? That's what we learned yesterday. Right? So here we don't have over here, obviously, you have over here, this thing was cut down. Obviously, you're not going to have from this tree a kikar. You're not going to have a kikar. So what is the rule? The rule then is going to be you have to stop plowing around it. You know,
it's like a
that's the question. Is it called a netiyah? Have a leniency that you're allowed to plow. If you have 10 of these, you're allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. So he's saying it's only called a netiyah if the top of the trunk until the ground is less than a tefach.
Okay.
It has to be less than a tefach.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is more than a tefach, it is more than a tefach. What is the halacha?
It's like a regular tree.
Then it's like a regular tree. And what is the halacha when it's like a regular tree? Then only until the shuas. Kishendigma ulamalam betefach din nekilan v'choshin lo ad ha'tzisna only until ha'tzeres. Okay, so let's see over here what it says in the Rav. Shteito on the Rav. Arimusai nikinigu netiyas rabijalozim reyazam ar sheyecholu rabijishu emir ad shavisham rabikiv emir netiyah kishmo. 1 year. Elon shendigma that was cut down v'hoitzilam chalifin. If it's mitefach ulamata, if the stump is less than a tefach, the halacha is kinetiyah. Then the status is kinetiyah. And mainly you can do it until Rosh Hashanah, 10 of these until Rosh Hashanah. But if it's mitevach ulamala, ki ilan di Rebbe Shimon. Let's see the Rav.
Just do Rebbe Shimon. Is anybody chalak on Rebbe Shimon?
Yeah, it says over here. No, no one's chalak. No one is chalak, it seems. No one is chalak. Chalibin is gedilim. It says, Lashon gizoy machlif. It's stump. Renews kinetiyah, bein l'inyin charisha, bein l'inyin arla, with regard to plowing, bein l'inyin arla, bein l'inyin charisha, bein l'inyin arla, v'allacha k'Rabbi Shimon, Allah is like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, good. That concludes this parak. Okay, we did one parak now in Mesilas Chazal Mishnah again. Until the fourth year or the fifth year. If you redeem it, the fourth year. If you don't redeem it, we wait till automatically the fifth year. Period. Rabbi Yeshua Imer Ba'ashev Hashem, 7 years. Rabbi Akiva Imer Netia Kishma, 1 year. Either 1 year or while people still call it Netia. Ilan Shenigman Bohitzi Chalifin Mitefach Ulmata. If the stump is Tefach Ulmata, Kinetia, Mitefach Ulmala, Ki Ilan Deve Rabbi Shemain. Good? Good? Are you satisfied?
Satisfied.
Perg Beis, and I'm a Saichosh and Mistake Halava, not Erev Shviyas. Until when are you allowed to plow, but stay alone, not Erev Shviyas. Now we're discussing over here, a stay lovan, Erev Shviyas, at Shetich Lech Alecha, until the Lecha departs, calls Man Shabne Adam, Choshen Lita, Bamik Shois, Uvamid Lois, Omer Bishim Nasat Teres, Kolech Riech of Yadoi, El of Stilovan, Pesach, Seilan, at Hatzeres. Okay, let's see what's going on, let's see the picture. The picture over here says, you have it over here. Here, who's that? Okay, me? Very nice, thank you for the compliment. Kol oy hakarko la'alecha. You see there are dots in the ground? Okay, kol oy hakarko la'alecha u'uya lita ba kishuin u'dului mutu l'chosh. You can plow here melons and gourds. A gourd. You know what a gourd is?
Yeah.
I have no. What is it?
Gourd is a type of.
Yeah, you ever eat that? Eat that?
It's like a squash.
What's squash?
Zucchini.
What's zucchini? I have no idea what these things are.
I see. You buy zucchini muffins and all that.
What are you talking about? Call lawyer Hakarka Lecha Uya Lita Ba Kishun Lum Mutu Lachosh. As long as there's moisture. Yeah, moisture. Yeah. Lachlukas. No, not. Kol oy da karka lecha v'uya litaba. Yeah, you know. Lecha is moisture. Kol oy da karka lecha v'uya litaba kishun udului muta lacharish. You can plow. Nishayav shaha karka. When the earth becomes dry like a rock, also lacharish, you can no longer plow. Shinire kimechin a karka l'shvis. Once the earth becomes hard and dry, you are no longer permitted to plow, because it appears as if you are preparing the karka for shvius.
When it's wet, it doesn't look like it. When it's dry, it does look like it.
That's what it says. Mishiyav shakarka osalachos shenir kimechin a karka l'shvius. When it's moist, then it's mutar lita. So let's see the Rav. The Rav says over here, "Anim osay choshem b'stei lavan erev shviyas ad shetich lehalecha." You allow to do it until it's while it's still moist.
Does that mean it can go into the seventh year itself?
No, of course not. Seventh year itself is shvida up to Rosh Hashanah, as long as the earth is soft. So therefore, you're not preparing it for the future. Let's do the Rav. The Rav over here says, "Anim osay choshem al b'stei lavan stei shel tua the kidneys, grain and beans." She'ein bo ilan. Okay, lava means the field is white because the sun shines down upon it. There's no shade. There's no tzel. Chavuya. It's good to be sheltered in Hashem's shade. So stay ilan. Stay shastua. V'kitnis she'ein bo ilan. Halecha. Lech is lachluche sakarka. Lech is moisture of the ground. Machmas ha'gishamim. Why is the earth moist? The earth is moist because of lachluchas hakarka machmas hageshem, because of rain. Okay, mashkois. We are dealing over here with lita b'miksha ois uva midlo ois kishuim udiluim. These are different types of gourds. Kishuim udiluim. Aval bat, yeah. But Misham Elech means Misham Elech. From here on, Kirnan means Amshem Melech Mechzikim Sakin Sadeu Litzach Shavis. It looks like you're preparing your field for Shavis, and it is forbidden. Yeah. Okay. Kishum Yuluim Al Amshem Melech Yisloch. Fine. Next. Nosata Omar Rabbi Yishuv Nosata Toras Toras Kol Echav Yachav Yada. You can't have a different zman for every yukel. You're gonna have one zman, and your next neighbor is gonna have another zman. Right? You can't do that. Ze oimer kol solecha besoch shuli. Ze oimer loy kol solecha besoch. Each one's going to say a different zman. Ela b'stei lavan she'asa lizaru acha harisha v'tzoch shetei roiv lecha kayemes ve'ein choshen ela pesach. B'stei lavan, which you're planning on seeding it after the plowing, v'tzoruch shetei roiv halecha kayemes. You need to have an abundance of moisture. Ein choshen ela ana pesach until pesach. Period. U'stei ilan. Shehi netu a kvar in the past. Ein tzach shadechei roiv alecha kayemes. Shein choshna so ela kadei sheyshe yeridu hagasham be oimek hakarka. Hil kachoshin bo ad ha-tzeres until Shavuos. Shavuos. V'chol ha-mishnais halalu d'chuyos hein. Kedamin lel perakamo. All of these mishnais are not accepted lehalacha. They do not stand the test of halacha. Why? Because they took a vote regarding these first two perakim in Masechta Shavuos, Shehem Pesach, V'Atzeres Bitlum, and they abolished them. They canceled the halacha. You can plow until Rosh Hashanah. So it's Chaz the Mishnah. And Emosai Choshen Mashtei Lavan Erev Shvitz Lev Shvitz. And Shetich LaHalecha, you can plow until as long as there is moisture. Kol Zman Shebnei Adam Choshem Lita B'Mishkaos Uva Midlos. As long as people are. No, it's telling you when is there lecha. It's telling you when there's lecha. Shech lecha. It's telling you when is there lecha. There's lecha until haluchas akarka b'chasang geshem d'luim. Al misham elach. As long as people calls man, it's explaining you when is the lecha. Let's see. Ois gimel explains. Where's ois gimel? Loi nischavin harav l'peirush hamilim. Ela Musav Alita is going back on Lita. Choshem Lita. What do you mean Lita? Ela Musav Alita. V'hakavon loy mashe b'nei adam noitim they plant b'mashkois u'midlois u'perish mashkois mekoyim zuriyah sakishum, the place where you plant. So as long as it's a zman, he's explaining, as long as it's a zman where people are willing to still plant. They're willing to plant melons. Melons need a lot of moisture. So if the land is so dry, it's so arid, it's so dry, it's tsoyun. You know what tsoyun means? Tsoyun means a dry piece of land.
So this is just explaining
Right.
As long as they're planting,
they're plowing
melons and gourds.
Right. So that right. As long as they're willing to plow the land to plant,
that's what it means.
That is lecha.
That's still lecha.
It's lecha. Then you can do. But if you're already, it's past the zman where it's kedai to go plow the land. It's kedai to plow the land for these things. Then you're no longer to plant these things. Then you're no longer to plow. Calls man from the adam choshem lita ba mik shois uva mid lois.
I'm a Rabbi Shimon.
Oh, my Rabbi Shimon, I disagree because that zman is a variable. It can change.
It's not kavua.
Oh, Rabbi Shimon, nasata nasata taras kol lecha v'yachav yado. It's not a kavua.
Everybody can make their own teyeh.
Ela b'stei halava not a pesach b'stei ilah not a tzeres. Therefore, stay lovin is until lovin is until Pesach, and stay ilan is until Shavuos.
That tells us that even this is not
even
true.
This not loving right. Even this not true because
ilan and lovin would go all the way until until Rosh Hashanah.
Right. Okay. Chazan Rishon again. Nachman was Hachosh and Mustei Lavan. Arav Shvius. Ad Shetichla Lecha. As long as until the lech goes away. What is this man? I'll give you an example. Kol Zman Shemei Adam Chosh. They're willing to plow the land. Lita Ba Miksha Ois Uva Midla Ois. There's enough moisture in the ground that it's kedai to plow the land out to plant melons. Oh, there's so much moisture that it's kedai to plant melons. You got a lot of plow it, because then it's perceived as you're doing for the past year. But if you get to the point where the land is so dry, you can no longer plow the land to plant melons and seeds, and you can no longer plant it. That's not a good halach. You're letting everyone make a decision for themselves. Ella, b'stei lavan not at Pesach, b'stei ilan not at Tzeres. The rule of thumb is stay lavan until Pesach and stay ilan until Shavuos. Is that good?
Excellent. Next.
Please. Next Mishnah. Mezablim umne'adrin ba'mik sho'ois uva'mid lo'ois ad until ad Rosh Hashanah. V'chein b'beis hashlochim, and also in the beis hashlochim, you can do the zel b'zach in the beis hashlochim, me'yablim me'forkin me'abkin me'ashmin ad Rosh Hashanah. Wow, a lot of different things to learn now. Okay, let's do the picture. First thing is mezablim. Mezablim means...
Learning about farming,
yeah. You're allowed to go and distribute, to disperse.
Fertilize.
You know what that is? It's delicious.
Wait. Okay, put it back on. Go ahead.
Fertilizer.
Good.
Okay, fertilizer. Then there's something called, then you're allowed to do mezam ume adrin. Now look, see, he has over here a pocketbook. In the pocketbook...
Is the zevel. Oh,
the zevel.
The zevel or the mayor?
The mayor is Zevel. It corrupts. It destroys people.
It's beautiful.
It's the psilas. It's the psilas of the mensch. Look, he has a pocketbook.
Full of Zevel.
Full of cash. Good old George. Some Georges, some Andrews, Abe.
Zavlin or Mahadin? What does that mean?
Adrin means you dig. You see this guy has a shovel,
mm-hmm,
with a point?
Yeah.
You soften the ground. Adrin means you soften the ground. Good? Adrin, the ikri hadilum, you go and you oider, you soften the roots of the melons. Okay, next. The chain. Okay, that's picture number 25-26. The chain, the base hashloch, negation field. Look at this, here's negation field. See, here's a stream. And you dig a ditch, and you go and you take up a bucket, and you pour the water on the field.
What is that?
This is called what?
What is that called?
Beis Hashlochen. Shlochen. It means irrigation. Irrigation. You know what irrigation is?
Yeah, this is an irrigation ditch, right?
Right there, good. Beis Hashlochen mutul le'ador ad Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah. Beis Hashlochen...
Beis Hashlochen is an irrigated field.
Irrigation field, the field that you water through irrigation. Beis Hashlochen mutul le'zabel. Beis Hashlochen, you're allowed to fertilize. You see three things. Irrigation, guy with the bucket, guy with the shovel, and the guy with the pocketbook. Doing three things. Pouring water, digging, and zevel. Three different types of malachas.
Yeah, we happened to learn in the last Mishnah, the Rav said you ought to do all these things probably until Rosh Hashanah.
Until Rosh Hashanah, no. That's what we're learning right now in this Mishnah. Mezablin, ma'adrin, ba'mik sho'os uva'mid lo'os ad Rosh Hashanah. V'chein debeis hashlach in irrigation field. In the negation field, miyablin. So we have to go through all these different things here. Miyablin. What's miyablin? Miyablin means choytchim hayabelis. There's a yabelis, there's a wart. You see, there's a zach coming out of the tree.
This is not a
beis hashlach. It is a beis hashlach. What are you talking about? Look at the picture. It's water.
All right.
It's water. So it says, you also,
likewise,
v'chein also, v'chein, we have to go through all the cases now. Beis Hashlochem, Miyab, we have to do all these things, which we don't have time for. We have to stop now. Okay, we have to stop now. It's now 29 minutes.